Dara said the concept or person realizes that he's at the end of the rope or he will not be able to come out by his own strength. The truth is the old man is already at the end of the rope or already buried. He's dead. So we don't have to try to do by our own strength. And if we do so, then it's always failure. It won't produce life results. And law of God, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, this heavenly lifestyle, that individual, the Son of God, allows God to be his total sufficiency, and he practiced that. The practice is very important. Just having this as theory, that is, it's the grace of God. Grace be to you, therefore, peace, rest. We know it, but in all times, every time we depend upon God, that's our nature, and we practice that to give our situation, whatever we are facing, our internal moments, internal movements or momentum is already set, synchronized with God, that all strength, energy, the sufficiency is coming from God. So even while we are not even conscious, God is continually able to work and open the right way, right location, and you get results, good, excellent results. We want to have excellent results. We want to see in reality, in front of eyes, success. We want to see prosperity. We want to see abundance of finance. We want to see wealthy in health, manifesting that, and wealthy in time, wealth in joy. And so this lifestyle that Jesus came to make available, not the thief came to steal from us, because it's life, so it's practical. Day to day, morning, moment by moment, life, many things are taking place. However, we manifest more than abundant life, superabundant life. And superabundant life is excellent life, the best life, not sad life, but very, very happy life. So that our orientation to God and that we have made that decision to totally open our hearts to receive His wisdom, His understanding, not our own understanding or previously given to us or we received in us what we thought was the truth, but we are totally open to God for His truth, what He wants to show us of that moment. Ever-changing certain things, God, within His truth, He can give us ever-changing angles and perceptions and on and on. So we are willing to receive even those small little turns and curves and whatever, that we are ready to receive them. So that kind of mind allows God to really take us to the place that we are actually at. Or this allows God to be able to bring into manifestation in front of us where we are. what we are. So we are very happy. For example, Bhupinder, years ago, when he had no fruits, he was a branch, but nothing growing from him, God inspired him to visit his cousins in Kanpur, and it was not like he wanted to meet his cousins, but God put in his heart that there's going to be something great. There are individuals who are ready in that city, and he moved in that direction. At that time he was working, he had a job, but he was very happily visiting that city, which is about 300 miles southeast from Delhi. By train, various trains are there, slow train, fast train, but average 7 to 8 hours train ride. It was easy for him to visit there because he had very welcoming one of his cousins, Rocky Chang, his name. His mother is Chinese. No, mother is Indian and father is Chinese. And he was a dentist. So he visited there. God made it easy for him to think to visit there. So that if he had to stay in a hotel and local transportations that he had to pay himself, he might have got discouraged on the way. But Rocky Chang, he took care of his staying and living expense and everything. Evening time fellowship also. So God made it easy. Very pleasant for Bhupinder to be able to visit Kanpur. It was not a drag, very difficult, oh, I have to go to Kanpur. But it was a nice looking forward thing. God made it like that for Bhupinder. And not only that, but also Rocky Chang blessed him financially when he returned to Delhi. So in this visit, it was for 4 years. During this 4 years, Bhupinder didn't get any branches, new branches, because Rocky Chang's and his other cousins, brothers, they were from Christian background, and they took Bhupinder to these Christian people, Christian churches, pastors, ministers, and he spent time with them. Bhupinder was thinking that these were open doors for him. Perhaps some of them would believe. So this initial 4 years passed, and he got at the end discouraged because he didn't see any new people being added to him, ready people added to him. So Bhupinder was thinking to visit the final time. For him, this was the final visit, and said to God, unless you bring to me that one person. So switched his mind to the right track. And God also knew Bhupinder will take some time to burn his own fuels, own effort, and at the end of the rope. So end of the rope moment came for Bhupinder there, and he really relinquished his desire to God. So he visited there. In this final visit, God got him to meet that one ready, hungry person and laborer. From there, the branch kept on growing. So that is the truth, that it's not that we have to get to the feel like I'm at the end of the rope, but before getting to the end of the rope, while we are much before that, or we don't even have to experience this end of the rope thing. We were told by God that if you walk by the flesh, it won't be successful. Walk by the flesh means depending upon yourself, leaning upon your own understanding, even though our desire is to see the growth, the word over the world, from you will sound out this word of Jehovah to all over the world, which God wants to do. And God has, in his mind, is done through you, through the truth and the practice of this truth, his truth. So we can right away get into that track. How we get into the track is we decide to really open our heart, and that now all is from you. And God will fine-tune that. Once we made that decision, theory we know that God is our sufficiency. He shall supply all our need according to his glorious wealth in Christ Jesus. We know so many things. Sowing seed, honoring God. God is able to open the windows of heaven, all grace abounding. The Spirit of God that dwells in us quickens our mortal bodies, giving life in this mortal body, energy, strength, health. We know all these things, many of the things. So what we want to see is, we want to see these things in practice, to see it manifested in front of our eyes. Then that's fun. Once it's started coming out in front of our eyes, the heaven, all these good things, all these things shall be added unto you, and it is really coming, being added. Labors are added, all these things, finance, food, clothing. All these things are God's, his pleasure to bring out into our senses realm in front of you. So to get there is we make decision, open our hearts, and from now your understanding only, your leading only, your opening the door only. You are the one to bring those ready ones, laborers only. And the rest, once we did that, then we stay in this rest. We gave everything to God. Because this is the style of life, our life. In all things give thanks means God is doing everything. So in everything, God is doing everything for us. Whether we are aware of that request that we made to God or not even realizing that, God is doing all things. This is the setup, new man setup, and the heavens lifestyle. So in everything, God is doing 100% for you, 100%. So once it comes out in front of us, come into the physical realm, then we are very happy. And we know, wow, thank you, God. It's from him. It's not we are struggling, we are working hard to win people. Then it's error. We don't win anybody. God adds to us. So when we are open to God, to be able to receive, like Peter on the rooftop, hungry and praying, and God helped him to understand. And because Peter was willing to receive, he was at that place of able to receive this new concept, which is true. God was able to reveal this truth to Peter and to Paul also. God revealed. He was on different track. Saul was in the different track. And suddenly, his incredible experience and Saul was on the other track. Totally 180 degrees, totally different direction. So God is helping us. We don't know so much, but we know that God knows everything. So that's a great thing. And God has ordered your step. Every step today and so forth. And He gives us what to think. Daily bread. Bread is coming. Thoughts is coming. Logos is coming. Inspiration is coming to you. So that in that direction we move forward. So Bhupinder's realization that at the end of the rope, we don't have to get to the end of the rope, but he got onto the end of the rope. And from his heart that, okay, now you got to do this. This is my final trip to Kanpur. So once the work was 1000% given to God's hand, done. And it was done. So everybody can do this. Everybody can figuratively sit with God and give the desire. I want to see these glorious things, glorious life in manifestation. Your glory, your might. So you are the witness when God is allowed to work in you and He works everything around you. Then your life becomes the witness. Then you are my witness. So use this Spirit of God. We have this wonderful connection, and God is also wants to use this connection to reveal to us all things which are richly, all things He has given to us freely, given to us through this Spirit of God. So we practice. And some of the practicing easy things are, for example, speaking in tongues. Another one, to sow seed. And this honoring God and sowing seed is very powerful, because God says that this allows me to make all my favor. This gets God to be ready to go and goes. All grace to abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency, satisfaction in all things. And what happens? Abound unto every good work. So it just totally opens up the more than abundant life sphere, more the sons of God sphere. So that's something that I always encourage everyone to right away practice. And all these things are easy, simple. These things are not difficult. We don't have to try to understand this or that, this knowledge, that knowledge. Just simply go to God. And He will do everything for you. He will give you the right understanding for that moment and everything. It's all will now come from God. We don't have to rely on anything of our own, depend upon our own flesh. So therefore it is very simple, very easy. So that's what I want to share now.